And it's hour number three of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. If you listen on a regular basis, hour number three is when we generally play the pre-war recordings, things done before World War II. And for sure, it's going to be before World War II because we're going to spend this hour, if you were concerned that you weren't getting enough sleep, we may be the answer to your prayers, because we're going to spend the entire hour listening to classic blues singers. Those are the women who blazed the trail, pioneered the way for blues to get into the recording studio. Remember, Sam Charters told me that there was a melding of the two talents. There were the men who played the instruments and played jazz, and the blues singers, and they got together, and the women who sang the blues taught the jazz musicians how to include blues in their playing. And in turn, the jazz musicians taught the classic blues singers how to swing. Well, these are such early recordings, I don't think you'll see much of the swinging here. Few rare occasions. They really get up and swing with it, like Ethel Waters, sometimes Bessie, those folks. But these are, according to Steve, your lovable host here, these are, I think, the 16 most important classic blues singers. They're not the earliest, they were not the latest, but they were the ones that I think were the most successful and the most popular. And we'll start it off. We're going to do these in sets of three sides. And we'll start at the top of the pyramid. Of course, the most popular classic blues singer, the best one, was without a doubt Bessie Smith. We're going to listen to Bessie Smith. We're also going to listen to the woman who taught Bessie Smith how to sing the blues, and when Bessie was just first starting out in show business, this woman, Ma Rainey, Gertrude Ma Rainey, had been singing the blues since the turn of the century, around 1904. But she taught Bessie how to sing. And then we'll listen to Ethel Waters, who, I find it interesting, everybody else came from the South and they came North. Well, Ethel was born, I think, in Philadelphia, raised in Pennsylvania, and she's part of our top three. So it's Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, and Ethel Waters, and I'll shut up and we'll play records.
Come over me, done lost my self-control. He's the sugar in my tea, the jelly in my roll. Got me going, he's got me going, but I don't know where I'm headed for. Gee, I've got a loving man, one of them handsome brutes. He's built according to that plan. Too bad when it suits. Got me going. He's got me going. But I don't know where I'm headed for. I can't sleep a doggone wink unless he's by my side. Mine's so different, I just can't think without my easy ride. Got me going, he's got me going, but I don't know where I'm headed for. Land, listen to the clock, ticks loud as a drum. Yeah, the crowing of a cock, still my man ain't come. Got me going, but I don't know where I'm headed for. few time gal, just one man's enough. I don't need no two men, cause my one man knows his stuff. Got me going, but I don't know where I'm headed for. Got a heart, but just one man knows how to get to it. For he's got the only key, that's a perfect fit. Got me going, he's got me going, but I don't know where I'm headed for. Fred Avatar's my man, simply scared to death. These gals, you hear about him and trying for themselves. Got me going, but I don't know where I'm headed for.
Loving man, Mr. Dancing Dan, took another gal and ran away. Things went bad, so naturally he came back and walked into the dancing hall. Said, "Listen, folks, I've got a brand new dance. I've come back to show you all. It's called the Nag Bottom. It's all right." And then Melinda yelled with all her might. She said, "Take your black bottom out of here. I don't want it in my dancing hall. Take your black bottom out of here. I can't use it, that's all. Now I'm telling you right to your face, I've got another man to take your place. My sweet daddy is all right, and he teaches me new steps every night. His style of dancing is just the best. To see him step, it fills my heart with pride. You say that your black bottom sure is what? But your black bottom is all you've got. It gives me a pain, but I must say it again. Take your black bottom outside. The censors might claim your black bottom's all right, but I'm the critic that's covering it tonight. Am I making it plain? Or must I repeat it again? Remove your dark anatomy outside. Get what I mean? Take your black bottom outside."
Ethel Waters to round out the set. "Take Your Black Bottom Outside," May 1926 for the Columbia label. Pearl Wright, her longtime accompanist on piano. Joe Smith, out of the Fletcher Henderson Band, on trumpet, and Alex Jackson, who doubled on both alto and on baritone. I guess the fingering is the same on those. Ethel Waters to round out the set. We started with Bessie Smith, and "He's Got Me Going" for the Columbia label. August 1929, James P. Johnson on piano. Then Ma Rainey on the Paramount label, and "Don't Fish in My Sea" from December 1926, Jimmy Blythe on piano, and Ethel Waters' "Take Your Black Bottom Outside," May of 1926. We're listening to Classic Blues Singers this hour. Those were the top three. Here are the runners-up: Clara Smith, classic blues singer Ida Cox, and Alberta Hunter in this next set.
I've been acting timid, had no nerve to talk. Now I'm going hunting like a chicken hawk. I've been always cheating, now I'm getting wise. I'm gonna get just what I want if I must advertise. I want a 250 double jointed rough and ready man. I want a hard working, no shirking, good and steady man. He can be a farmer, he can dig a ditch, drive a garbage wagon, makes no difference which. I want a 250 double jointed rough and ready man. I don't want no sissy, I don't want no sheep. Got to have a man to love me 7 nights a week. He can wear his breeches begging at the knee.
That's okay if he's right up on his Q's and P's. I don't want no dandy, and I don't believe I could stand the kind that wears his handkerchief in his sleeve. Don't care if he's ugly, but he must have them, even if he knocks me down for talking back to him. I want a 250, double jointed, rough and ready man. I want a hard working, no shirking, good and steady man. I don't want no cripple, I don't want none too old, but I've got to have the kind to satisfy my soul. I want a 250, double jointed, rough and ready man.
Almost anything. don't say he can't, but he's a dandy, and he's condemned to go handy once in a while. Although I must admit, he's not my regular man. Yet when I ask for love, he can love like no one can. He ain't no happy dog, and he's a darn good man to have a hanging along.
That was classic blues singer Alberta Hunter, and I guess we were sort of unfair to Alberta because that was the very first record she ever made, and it was real early, May of 1921. In that set, we listened to Clara Smith, Ida Cox, and Alberta Hunter. First, Clara Smith for Columbia, and next to Bessie Smith, she was their most popular artist among the classic blues singers. That was from March 1931, I Want a Two-Fisted, Double-Jointed Man, Porter Granger there on the piano. After that, Ida Cox, the two big stars for the Paramount label in the era of the classic blues singers were first Ma Rainey and then Ida Cox, and they both recorded exclusively for Paramount until almost the end of the decade. Ida Cox here was So Soon This Morning from December 1923. Lovey Austin and her group, the Serenaders, were there. It was Lovey Austin piano, Tommy Lanier on cornet, and Jimmy O'Brien on clarinet. And Alberta Hunter recorded for the very first black record label, the Black Swan label, as W.C. Handy. I think Harry Pace was the other owner. And their music director was a very young Fletcher Henderson, who hadn't invented the big jazz band yet, but he would by the end of the decade. Fletcher is here on piano, Howard Scott on trumpet, and I've forgotten who the other player was. Chink Johnson, I think, was the other guy. They were very early bands, and they didn't really know how to swing, but they were there, and they were playing, and it eventually would come to them. Alberta Hunter. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and I'm Steve Cushing, and during this hour, we're listening to the women of the 1920s. You don't hear them much on the air, and I guess if you listen to this, you think, oh, my God, I'm going to bed. Well, that's why. But there are some of us out here. I guess maybe we're sort of crazy. I love the classic blues singers, and I think it's fascinating the way this stuff came about. In our next set, we're going to listen to three classic blues singers that are in the top dozen. I think just about anybody's top dozen who knows about this music. Sippy Wallace out of Houston. Also, Rosa Henderson. And we'll listen to Viola McCoy, a wonderful singer. Sippy Wallace, Rosa Henderson, Viola McCoy, in that order.
Apple rose on for me. about their sheep. To me they look like dressed up freaks, waiting for someone to buy them a meal. I really can't see them, cause here's how I feel. I ain't no flapper, just a darn good gal. Don't want no sheep, just a real good pal. Don't want no man who stand around and look cute. I want a real man, not a substitute. No cake eaters or sweet men for mine. Can't be bothered, haven't got time. A sheep keeps his hair slick and neat, and all the brains he has are in his feet. I want a good man, I mean a real man, can't be bothered with no sheep. Imitation sheets, they just got to go. I want a good man, I mean a real man, can't be bothered with no sheep.
Thank you.
up like them kangaroos. I said, kangaroo, I mean roo. Eat so much rabbit till I hop like them kangaroos. Let me hop to you, Daddy, and feel my Michigan blue, my Michigan blue.
There's Viola McCoy, and she was accompanied by Porter Granger, who wasn't the most imaginative accompanist on piano there. For the Columbia label, May 1923, Viola McCoy and Michigan Water Blues. We started the set with Sippy Wallace. She was part of the Thomas Clan, originally from Houston, Texas, made their way up here to Chicago and to Detroit. She had an older brother, George, who was a piano player and a songwriter. She had a younger brother who is given actually credit, he and his older brother together, for inventing boogie-woogie piano. And she had her older brother's daughter was the same age she was. Hosele was her name. The two of them were raised as sisters, and they both were the same age and sang together. Here is Sippy for the OK label from February 1925, Morning Dove Blues. Her baby brother, Herschel Thomas, on piano. And King Oliver is here on trumpet. After Sippy, we listened to Rosa Henderson, and this was her very last commercial recording. She lived until the 1960s, but never made another record. From August of 1931 on the Columbia label, Can't Be Bothered with No Chic, and it was James P. Johnson accompanying on piano. Viola McCoy, Michigan Water, May 1923, with Porter Granger on piano. Up next, we're going to start this next set, Mamie Smith, Trixie Smith, no relation, and Maggie Jones. Mamie Smith was the woman who started this movement. She was the first black woman to get in and make a blues record. It happened in August of 1920, and it was just a cultural phenomenon. I remember them saying that the record sold at least 900,000 copies, and I don't think there were that many record players in the entire U.S., and certainly black people didn't have them at that time. But since it was a black singing star, the black community supported it. They bought the record even if they didn't have a record player. This is one of her, well, it was a very late commercial recording done for Columbia, and she's got, it's not just a piano and her singing, it's a whole production and a vocal chorus, and calls this Lure of the South, and it starts us off.
See that steamboat coming down the bend. All you brothers and sisters, shout amen. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many on board.
I'm feeling lonesome, homesick, and blue for my sunny Southland. When nights are falling, I hear the Southland calling. I'm heading home as soon as I can to my sunny Southland. When my luck starts breaking, there's a trip I'm taking. Well, the cotton pickers work and prune in the fields of white. You'll hear their tune. I'll tell you that's the lure of the South. When you hear that steamboat whistle blow and the lazy waters churn below, I'll tell you that's the lure of the South. Everything that I've made since I started to roam, everything I would trade to be back south and home. When you hear birds singing all year round and you feel you're feeling homeward bound, I'll tell you dancing beneath the sun, dancing in the moonlight when the work is done, singing happy songs and always having fun. My southern paradise, where my mammy's waiting at the cabin door, band strumming, humming on the river shore. I will say I'm happy till I'm south once more, beneath the southern skies, where the cotton pickers wait in the fields white. You hear that tune? I tell you, that's the lure of the south. When you hear that steamboat whistle low and the lazy waters turn below, I tell you, that's the lure of the south. Everything that I made since I started to roam, everything I would trade to be back south and home. When you hear birds singing all around and you feel you're feeling home and bound, I tell you, that's the lure of the song.
Dropping me.
there's Sarah Miles and the Sugar Blues from October 1922. Piano Wizard Clarence Williams accompanying there, and I say that scornfully. Clarence was the music director over at OK, and he got his claws into all these different really good singers, but the conditions were that if he let them make a record, that he had to accompany on piano, and he was not a very good piano player. Sugar Blues, October 1922, on the OK label, Sarah Martin. We started the set with Mamie Smith, a side that actually never was issued on 78, from March of 1929, The Lure of the South on Columbia. We also listened to classic blues singer Trixie Smith, My Man Rocks Me, with a steady roll from September 1922, Fletcher Henderson and his band accompanying. That Sarah Martin, by the way, was actually on the original 78, and I think I was just looking at this, my playlist, I could probably play the original 78 of everything that we've done here this morning, but I also have them on compact disc, and generally the sound is a little better on the CD than it is on the 78. Again, we're going through the classic blues singers, and if I don't talk too much, we'll get all of them in here. I think that, what did it go? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 12, 15, 16, 17. So next set, we're going to listen to Maggie Jones, Lucille Hegeman, Monette Moore, Lizzie Miles, Time Allows, Edith Wilson. Here we go.
Everybody in this world has something that they crave, and when they get just what they want, then you see them raise. Oh, folks crave fine clothes and money, rich folks crave the gold. But what I crave is loving that will satisfy my soul. Early every morn, I like my loving. Early every morn, I want my hugging. And when he kisses me, Lord, he knows. A funny feeling goes from my head to my toes. His kiss is deep. They're like a master. They stick to me just like a mustard plaster. All his loving I crave. I don't care if he takes me to my grave, just so I get my loving early every morn. Early every morn, I like my loving. Early every morn, I want my hugging. And when he kisses me, Lord, he knows. A funny feeling goes from my head to my toes. His kiss is deep. They're like a master. They stick to me just like a mustard plaster. All his loving I crave. I don't care if it takes me to my grave, I say, just so I get my loving early every morn.
She walked right up, took my man away. That was Lizzie Miles out of New Orleans, February 1922. And let's see, I've got something written here, but I can't read what it says. Before that, we listened to Lucille Hageman and the Arkansas Blues with their Blue Flame 7 accompanying. Usually she'd have Fletcher Henderson on piano, but it was her husband, Bill Hageman, playing piano. Lucille Hageman on the Arto label. We started the set with Maggie Jones and Early Every Morning. From December 1924, Charlie Green trombone, Fletcher Henderson on piano. And to take us on out of the hour, we're going to call on Monette Moore. This is interesting because many of the women that recorded during this era were dead before 1930 rolled around. Monette Moore, on the other hand, was still not only alive but active in show business and became part of the Amos and Andy TV show in the 1950s. We'll just get a taste of this. This is Monette Moore from June 1923, going down to the levee.